Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Okay, how about this? Have you ever heard of mung bean? Yeah, mung bean. I love saying it, mung bean. M-U-N-G bean. Now, if you're a chef or a food connoisseur, or you watch a lot of Food Channel like I do, you'll know what mung bean is. But if you haven't heard of it, you're gonna, I guarantee you will. And maybe this is the first place you're going to hear it on Healthy Talk on Radio MD. New research shows that mung beans can dramatically lower inflammation. Why is that important? If you are a regular listener of my show, I talk about inflammation a lot because it's the common denominator of all age-related disease. Name me a chronic disease, right? Just name it. Alzheimer's, diabetes, right? You could heart disease, arthritis. You know, there's just about anything we deal with as we get older has an inflammatory component. Now, that doesn't mean inflammation is bad, right? You need inflammation to live. Inflammation is simply getting blood flow to an area that's, you know, infected, damaged, hurt, whatever, so you can, you know, get rid of the infection, repair the damaged part. However, inflammation is supposed to be quick. You get in, you get out, right? If the inflammatory cells sit in an area too long, they begin to damage the healthy tissue that was around the original area that was in need of some help. So when that inflammation hangs around like that, that's what we call chronic inflammation. So chronic inflammation is not a good thing. And as we get older, chronic inflammation definitely becomes a significant part of our lives. And as I just said, it's the common denominator of all age-related disease. So I talk a lot about easing inflammation. And it's important because, you know, it may not be the exact reason for a disease. However, if I can lower chronic inflammation, no matter what disease you have, your outcome becomes better. Whatever treatment you're going through for whatever chronic disease you have, if I lower chronic inflammation, you're going to not only feel better, but your outcome improves. That's why it's so important. I talk about it a lot. And of course, my sponsor, Life Extension, talks about it a lot. Just about in every magazine they have once a month, there's something about inflammation. So here is mung bean. Now, this relates to some new research that came through a couple of years ago on what I'm calling the aging switch. It's HMGB1. And it has this long name for what all those letters mean. That's not going to mean anything to you. So HMGB1 is a new protein that I'm calling the aging switch. Here's what happens. Normally, this switch, this HMGB1 protein, is supposed to be inside the cell, specifically inside the nucleus where your DNA is. And it is a DNA chaperone protein. What that means is it helps the DNA in your body to replicate itself and repair itself when mutations happen. Very important job. So we want HMGB1, but we want it to stay in the nucleus where the DNA is. As a cell gets older, either through infection, you know, or just an old cell. I mean, as we get older, we have cells that just can't function and they die off. When an old cell begins to die off because of infection, it's just getting old, whatever the case may be, the HMGB1 leaks out into the systemic circulation. And when HMGB1 leaks out into the systemic circulation, this is when it turns on aging. HMGB1 in your blood, in your circulation, will attach to certain cells lining the vascular system. Those cells are called endothelial cells. And HMGB1 can then activate inflammatory reactions and also glycation reactions, which is another dangerous type of aging reaction between sugar and protein. So HMGB1, we need it. It needs to be inside the nucleus with the DNA. However, when a cell dies, it's released into the bloodstream and it raises chronic inflammation along with glycation. And that happens more often as we get older because we have more older dying cells. So we need to do something about this aging switch. Once HMGB1 gets into your bloodstream, bam, it turns on inflammation. It turns on glycation and you start to age. Inflammation, glycation are the leading theories of why we age next to oxidative stress. So when HMGB1 gets into your bloodstream, that switch is turned on, you're activating inflammation, you're activating glycation, And that's not a good thing. We need to look for ways of inhibiting HMGB1. And that's where mung bean extract comes in. Now, mung bean is also sometimes called mung bean. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Also green gram or golden gram. So you'll see it in the store if you like to sprout beans and stuff, or you're interested in cooking with it. If you are a chef, it's either going to be mung bean, mung bean, green gram, or golden gram. Those are the common names. It's native to the Indian subcontinent, India, China, Thailand, Philippines. It is in Southern Europe a little bit and in parts of the United States that are dry and hot. What's really nice about mung bean is it's almost like tofu in a sense that whatever you add it to, it's gonna take on those the flavors. So it can be used both in savory dishes and in sweet dishes, but it's kind of like a thickener. And so it can be used in desserts or, you know, however you want to do it. I'm going to tell you about a way I used it. Again, I'm not a great cook. I fully admit that, but I do try some things and this was pretty successful. But before I get to that recipe, I do want you to eat the food. Supplements only supplement a diet. I do want you to eat mung bean because it's good for you. It has good fibers. However, once you cook the bean, you're probably going to lose the effect on inhibiting HMGB1. The reason is every bean has a coat that surrounds it, and it's the coat that actually has the main protein that will inhibit HMGB1. So I do want you to cook with mung bean, and I'm going to show you a recipe here in a sec. However, if you really want to inhibit the aging switch, HMGB1, you need to take an extract. It's about 240 milligrams a day. Here's the recipe I tried, and I got this from a friend of mine. It's mung bean hummus. I love hummus, but in this case it's with mung beans. I don't remember the exact measurements and what I used because I'm not a good cook, but I think it was like a cup of mung beans. Right? It was a couple tablespoons of lemon juice. There was tahini paste. And it was just like I squeezed it a couple times. I'm sure maybe there's a better way of measuring it. I just squeezed it a couple times. Tahini paste is really awesome. I love it. I put a little garlic in there, smashed down, a little bit of sea salt, little water. You grind it all together. Of course, the mung beans were cooked. I'm not that stupid. And then, you know, I made a hummus out of it. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. It really was. It just had a really light taste to it, very clean taste to it, which probably came from the lemon juice. However, eating the hummus is probably not going to block HMGB1 because in the preparation of the bean, the protein in the coat was taken away. So that's why the extract is important. Turns out, too, if you take mung bean extract, 240 milligrams a day, and you combine it with EGCG. Anybody know where that is? EGCG. That's the antioxidant in green tea. So you take mung bean coat extract and you combine it with green tea EGCG, about 300 milligrams a day, potent inhibitors of HMGB1. Again, why is that important? Because when HMGB1 leaves the nucleus of the cell, because the cell is starting to die off, when that gets into your systemic circulation, HMGB1 increases inflammation and it increases glycation, two leading theories of why we age. You want to learn more about this? Go to lef.org/mung bean. You can read all about the product. You can read all about the research behind mung bean coat extract. You can read more about HMGB1 over at Life Extension. That's lef.org/mung bean. What does it mean to you ultimately? Less inflammation, less glycation. You're turning off that aging switch. Remember, inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related disease. We got to turn it off. All right, this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.